Hi, and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today is a quick 2-minute tips video on how you can speak with authority. Now, I'm going to be bringing up this method, if you like, for the way to tackle different elements of your voice again and again from now on, because I've realized that really, when you're trying to improve your voice, there's three things you need to think about, and I'm going to call them the three P's. One is psychology, one is physiology, and the other is performance. And it goes across all elements of every part of the voice that I'm going to be teaching. And on my newest course, Public Speaking Mastery, the three P's are essential, because the first week is on physiology and how you use your body, the physical elements of your instrument and how it's put together and how you use it. The second week is on psychology, so that's all, every way you think about the yourself, your body, the way you use it, the words you say. And then the third week is on performance, putting the psychology and the physiology together in order to create the outward persona, the action, the deed of speaking itself. So that's why I'm going to be using the three P's, and that's what I'm going to be using to explain to you how you can speak with more authority. Right, step one, physiology. If you want to speak with more authority, you need a voice that sounds more authoritative. And a voice that sounds more authoritative, I hate to say it, folks, but is one that is relaxed, resonant, clear, audible, and direct. That is what people perceive as authoritative when they listen to others speaking. Why relaxed? Well, because you have no tension in your body. When there's no tension in your body, A, it affects the quality of the way you speak, but also it gives you a depth and a rich sound of resonance, okay? Also with the physiology is your posture. Are you standing up straight or are you slouched? You know, if you're going to speak with authority, you can't be someone who doesn't look like they have any authority or has self-conscious issues. So in order to kind of work on not only improving your voice, but to stand and speak with authority, you want to make sure that you are relaxed and that your posture is correct. Secondly, psychology. What do you think of yourself? What are the stories you tell yourself? Because with authority, people aren't insecure. Authority means that you know what you're talking about. So here's one: when you speak, know what you're talking about. Don't speak on topics that you have no idea. If you're just making it up as you go along, you'll eventually trip over yourself and people will find out and you'll lose your authority with others. But also, when you speak on something you know, you automatically are able to embody it. You automatically have words, you have a knowledge that's true and real, and that resonates with people. And being able to resonate with people gives and shows authority. So psychology, understanding that the knowledge you have is worth something, and by sharing stuff you know about, makes you speak with authority. Okay, so how do you put these two together? Once you make sure that your instrument, your body, is aligned and relaxed, and you also are articulate and clear in the way you speak, and then you speak on things you know about, you put these together and you just go out and do it, and that's your performance, the mixture of these two. It depends where you are, of course. If you're talking to the camera and trying to convey lots of information in a short period of time, you might be speaking quickly like I am. However, if you're in a big environment, if you're in a large room with lots of people, you may need to slow down what you are saying and leave pauses and gaps for others to pick up and understand. It's different with video as it is in a live environment. So know your space, know your medium, know who you're speaking to, the size of the room, the size of the audience, and if it's a microphone, if it's a handheld microphone, a head microphone, or a camera mic like I'm using here. That is part of your performance. So those are the three elements that I'm going to be standing by from now on: the psychological, the physiological, and the performance based. I hope this has been useful to you. This is Darren's 2-minute tips on how to speak with more authority. I will catch you in the next video. Don't forget to subscribe, hit the notifications bell, and leave a comment. Let me know who you are. Let me know that you're here with me. And if there's any other questions you have, chuck them in there. See you soon. This is Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. I am Darren McStay, and until the next time, look after your voice.